morning. You're welcome to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. And today is an extremely happy day for me. You know, I have loads of children, both here and in the diaspora. And one of them made me very glad yesterday. By the time I called to congratulate the mom, she could hardly speak. You know, sometimes reactions to good things also look like bad. I just met her crying, Jekosi. And then it turns out that this beautiful daughter of mine, who, as at yesterday, I will be calling Miss, I will now have to address as Dr. Iyaduni Odunton. Iyaduni did a lot of us proud, those of us who, the various fathers and mothers that she had. And she did us proud. She went through medical school without much fuss. Even though, you know, there are always a few unspoken obstacles in the way. But her mom, Remy, who we joke, Remy Odukoya, sorry, because I think she's quit that name. Who we usually joke, Remy and I usually joke from way back in the 80s that we had one song called Sofo. So I used to joke that this doctor girl is the next child to the one that both of us had. So I'm happy for Remy. It's not easy as a single parent to raise two children, and that's what she had to do. One is somewhere, as we speak, probably in Canada, between Canada and the United States, and the second one is Iyaduni, who. I don't want to fall sick, but I've told her the first injection she's going to give will be mine. So to Remy Odukoya and to Dr. Iyaduni Odunton, it sounds strange. I can no longer send her down the road, you know, I say congratulations, and I dedicate this program to her. Okay? Right, so today is Dear Bumi, today being Wednesday. My guest has run for cover. I don't know why she's not. Where is Colette? She's run for cover. You know, some people agree that they will come to the program and then at the last minute they develop cold feet. But like we say in this business, the show will always go on. Can you please just step outside and see? Maybe she's locking in the corridor. If you call her from there, just call her Colette. She might be able to come up. Colette is one of us here. And she's one of those people that can always say all kinds of things without being in front of the microphone. Now it's time to do it. She's probably hiding under the table. Well, good morning, Auntie Bumi. How are you? How was last week's Amala? The next Amala will be the end of April, which I think I'm sponsoring. And I think I might invite one or two people. Sheriff has invited himself. Kelvin, being in Sulere too, might have to join us. Well, we'll see how that goes. Okay. So what are the issues that we have today? Don't worry, if Colette doesn't come, we'll do it ourselves. So get your phones ready. We'll do it ourselves. What are the issues that we have today? Caught in the mother-daughter web. This is by somebody called Bio. And it says, caught in the mother-daughter web. There is a lady called Duro who talks about her sexy father-in-law. Habba. Habba, where do you know these people from? Of course, you know, you can always send a mail if you have a problem to boomsof@yahoo.co.uk. Boomsof is BUNMSOF. That's Bumisho Fola, boomsof@yahoo.co.uk. So, Duro talks about my sexy father-in-law. Jade talks about her Ghanaian boyfriend. I know I'm better off without him. Is she coming? Yes. This is Samantha. Samantha says that I didn't know my hobby had so many girlfriends. Habba, how many girlfriends could this man have had? I didn't know my hobby had so many girlfriends. Do I wait for him to make the first move, says Nkiru. This is not Nkiru, the farmer, or any of my friends. So this must be some young Nkiru. Morning, Colette. How are you? Did you run away? Did you run away from fright? Talk now. Go on.
Hello, Lagos. Good morning.
Yeah, good in Lagos. I'm not good in me.
Good morning, Akuji.
Hey, boys. Ross, take a Ross to what do you call it? YouTube and Facebook. Facebook Live. So you can have a look at Colette. How are you? What's your full name?
My name is Colette Obain.
Obain. Yeah. Is that your maiden name or your married name? Are you married?
No, I'm not married. I'm single.
You are single.
Yeah.
Are you single and searching, or you are single and available?
Oh, well.
What is well? You have to be. You have to tell us which one. Are you single and available?
I'm single and I'm not married.
Are you available? You know, my side hustle is to run a matching dating, is to run a dating site. So, are you available or not? Yes or no?
I am available.
You're available. Hey, boys, we better keep your eyes. I know what my shame is. You are not looking. Nah, lie. You are looking. Any age bracket that you particularly like? This is an opportunity to advertise yourself. Any age brackets? This is now all kinds of way that they take look for husband, though. Any age brackets? See, quick. The radio is
from 34 to 40.
From 34 to 40. Yes, 45 and call 50.
Yes, no. You
cannot manage 50.
No.
No, you can't.
34 to 40 is fine.
34 to 40, okay. Yes. Are you 25? They say, it doesn't even look right. Okay, Colette, you've heard this program before, so you know what we do here.
Yes, I do.
So let's go straight to business. There is this person called Duro.
Okay.
There's this person called Duro, and Duro says that I've been married for 5 years. We have 2 children, and I love my husband.
Mm.
She loves her husband. Married. When we got married, his dad lived abroad. That's the husband's dad. And I only met him a couple of times.
Okay.
But he's home for good now, and I've recently started having strong feelings for him.
For the dad.
Her father-in-law knew. Is that not a taboo?
It is.
Where are you from?
I'm from Delta State.
Is that not a taboo in Delta State?
It is.
She didn't even stop there. She said that he seems much more exciting and sexier than my husband.
Hey.
And he's always paying me compliments and making excuses to spend time with me. I fancy this older man like mad.
Mm.
And she wants to do with him what they do between two adults. That thing that you do that you will not tell us about on air, they want to do it. Can you imagine? And he says that, but that's bad news for our marriage. I hope to get to where she says she wants to try him and see what will happen.
So she's in love with our father-in-law.
Yes, she's in lust. Not which kind of love. Do you call that one love? That one is, she's in lust. What should she do?
But, Uncle Jimmy, you know some father-in-laws,
can be as a bit. Hey, shaky.
Like, see somebody like Mufe Damijo, for example.
If he's a father-in-law.
It's a no-go area.
I will
advise her to do that. It's a no-go area.
Hey, but why did you, first of all? It means that...
Why would you can fall in lust?
Colette, you can do this.
He said he's not in love. I cannot do it. It's against my tradition.
I have a son. Mm. So if you are married to my son now, you'll be saying that I'm hot.
You can be hot. Am I hot? You are hot now. You're a very fine man now.
You know what I mean? Why is he so depressed?
It's my name.
So I'm hot.
You are.
Okay, talking to the mic so people can hear you. I didn't know I was hot.
Can't you see you? Have you seen yourself? Okay,
I haven't seen it. Bring me a mirror.
I didn't see you are looking like this. Okay, Jimmy, you're hot too. You know now.
I think I could keep a safe distance from you. Okay, so what should she do?
Oh, I think it's a no-go area. I don't think she should try anything like that. Mm. Mm. Because you're in love with you're married to the son.
To the son, yes.
Oh, God.
But is that what you wanted to say? That but what?
No, it's a no-go area. She shouldn't try. She shouldn't even
think of it. But she's already started. You see, she where she is, she has done it already. It's the physical side that is
she has
left.
Done it, or she wants to try.
No, she wants. Should she, okay, should she leave town, or what should she do?
Maybe she just blind.
Should she sack the
she should go far from the father-in-law. She should go very far from the man.
Yeah, because but the man too,
the man,
they said that the man said he was always looking for an excuse to get closer to her. He has spotted it. You know, some men can spot when the woman fancies them. He's been licking his lips, waiting patiently.
I think I don't know. They've done it already.
Okay, our lines are open. Are all lines working? 0700. I think they're working. 0700-993-993-993 and 0201-465-7190. Remember that today is Wednesday. Everybody can call in. Today there's a declaration. Today is a public holiday. Anybody can call in. Today is fun day. There's a caller there. Let's see whether he or she has something to say. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Uncle JD.
Morning, who's speaking?
Hot Uncle Jimmy, good morning, sir.
Yes, I am hot. Who is speaking?
Mr. Zoboli from you.
I knew it was you.
Uncle Jimmy, you are blushing.
When the woman, you don't see color that he fine. When the woman that this says that I'm hot, what am I supposed to do?
Eh? For real, the first day I saw you when I came to Nigeria, if I say you, this man is like this.
Ha. I'm telling you, at this age,
that's why I have the tiny chest. Leave it like that. Only God knows how many things you committed when you were still.
I did not commit anything. No, I have witnesses. I have children. No, I did not commit anything.
For the records, let this lady leave the grandpa alone. No. He should not even near his father-in-law. Be our father-in-law at all. It's a no-no.
It's
a no-no.
Okay, let's go quickly because let's get out of this hot in all hot situation and move to something else. This one is Jade. Jade says, I know I'm better off without him. I have been seeing my Ghanaian boyfriend. Could it be Kofi? I've been seeing my Ghanaian boyfriend for 4 years. And I told him we should be living together by now. Ah, is that right? Would you live with a man if you've dated him for 4 years?
Do you start living with a man? No, I can't.
Why can't you live with a man?
I'm not married to the man.
Must you be mad? There are all kinds of arrangements are available.
When the man, I've seen everything. Huh?
Well, I've seen what?
When he has done everything, there won't be anything for him to want to try. I don't think so.
I will throw you under this table now. By asking just one simple question, that all this one that you are doing, if a man has seen everything, whether you live with him or not, he would have seen everything. But I can ask that question will throw you under the bus. You might even run out of this, but I will have mercy on you. So there's nothing wrong. I mean, if by consent, the world is changing gradually. Anyway, she says
but
that.
But it's not right, living with a man that you're not married to.
And that's your own now. Don't look at me. Did I ask you to come and live with me? I can live with a woman I'm not married to. Yes, now. The world is changing. It depends on, the world is, there's no law against it. Yes, it is good to be married, but some people even fare better when they are not married. It's like when people say.
I don't think I can relate.
You don't think you can relate? So, can you be a second wife?
I can't.
You can't.
It's too hard to be a second wife.
Hey, calm down. I'm just asking the question. What if I butcher? Then don't fight. Hey, you do like you want to come on to this fight. So he says that I told him we should be living together. I later asked him for commitment, but he says he can't tell what's going to happen in the future. That one doesn't want anything. Is very clear about it. We don't live together, and because of work, we only see each other at weekends. Recently, we got talking again about the future, and he said one day he'll go back home to get married and have kids. Okay. He's telling his girlfriend now that one day he'll go back to Ghana and have kids. And she says that I'll soon be 30, and it seems I'm wasting my time on a relationship that is not going anywhere. My head tells me to leave him, but I love him to bits. Is it easy? Is it difficult to leave somebody that you love?
It is very difficult.
What's your own definition of love?
So,
why are you stammering? If it's money, say so.
No, the thing is, I've gone through heartbreak, so I know how hard it is to come up from something. I dated somebody for 5 years, and
so what did you do to him that made you
leave? At the end of the day, tradition.
What kind of tradition?
Which means a long story.
But what is it? Is it that? Is it from your side or his side?
No, from his place.
Where is he from?
Prince. One Imo State.
So oh, is a prince?
Yes.
And they said he has
to
marry.
Yes, he's not meant to marry.
Did you know? Did you, Youssef, didn't you know he was a prince before you started?
He didn't tell me that part.
Is it that he didn't know?
Well, he knew, but not like, no, he didn't know.
Do you still think of him sometimes?
I do.
Oh, you still love him?
That's my first love.
Oh, it's your first love, okay. Why are women so particular about this first love issue?
I do, because that was like one of the proper relationships I had.
You
I've had.
Yeah. And since then, you've had another one, though.
I don't think.
So, anyway, let us see what this woman wants now. She's asking whether she should leave him. Should she leave him? The guy is definitely not going to get married to her anyway.
So
if the reason, no, sometimes you don't date every time for marriage.
I did. So people date for fun actually. So depending on what she wants.
You call you date.
Man, I've never dated for fun.
Never.
Never.
So anybody who thinks he's looking at you now,
it's not ready. For fun.
Should be ready. Well, how much time do you give somebody before you expect him to say that I will marry you?
How much time?
1 year.
I think 1 year. No, 2 years. Okay, I can't do 2 years.
You
I think 5 years. I don't think I can do 2 years.
Because time is running out.
I think 1 year is enough.
Time is running out.
Or even less than 1 year.
Even 6 months. Sir.
Yes.
You know
what are we even knowing, sir?
What are we knowing? Let him just do it.
Let us come. We'll know ourselves when we get married.
If a marriage doesn't work, do you support that people should divorce?
Oh.
I mean, you make the person die inside.
Put that inside though. I believe in divorce.
You believe in divorce. Let us cook there is and Oibo will do person and make a razor.
It's not working.
Why don't Oibo see say that do a razor, he go do typewriter, then do T-Pex. When they do T-Pex finish, when Oibo see say they don't do T-Pex, he can't do backspace for okay. So you think that okay. What's the time now? 9:21. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know my hobby had so many girlfriends. This is Samantha. Samantha says that my husband and I met in our late teens. We lived in the same area but went to different universities. Everyone said we were the perfect couple and we eventually got married. Who is the perfect couple? I don't understand. You can see two people and say they're the perfect couple.
When they keep acting outside on social media, do you think they're perfect?
But inside, it might not
be. We don't even know what they are going through.
Do you think I would make a perfect couple? Hey, man, one person cannot make a couple.
Of course.
Do you think I will make a good side of the man's couple?
You?
Okay,
I don't know.
You don't know? What is wrong with this man? Okay. Anyway, he said, we really argued and had no secrets. So I thought. A few months ago, I met a girl at a close friend's house, and she said she attended the same university as my husband. Okay. We got chatting, and I asked her if she knew my husband. She started laughing and said all the girls had known him. When I asked what she meant, she said that he'd been out with almost every girl in their university year. Can you imagine how upset I was? I asked my husband about it when I got home, and he admitted I hadn't been his only girlfriend. When he saw how upset I was, he told me he loved me enough to marry me. Is this a child? This must be a child. You have a husband. You have already married him, Abi? You married him, yes. And now, because they said he had girlfriends when he was in university, you want to kill yourself over it. Do you expect your boyfriend to be the only one you have?
But that's his part. But maybe the man lies to the...
Do you expect your boyfriend to be the only one that you...
Not really. What if the man lies to the lady, to the wife? I didn't date anybody in school.
Do you, Colette, expect your boyfriend to be... Do you expect your boyfriend to be... The,
no.
He can have others. You're a generous woman. I mean, share the fun.
But depending on what the man told the woman.
Do men tell the truth?
It's Okay.
Do you think men tell the truth? Should I ask him? Agweni, do men tell the truth in things like this? Oh, don't put him. Put on your mic. On your mic. Quickly, quickly. We are going on break. Yes or no?
And men tell the truth.
No, I didn't say you. Do men tell the truth? Yes. I know you are afraid. His girlfriend is listening. He doesn't want to. Do men tell the truth? Yes or no?
Do men tell the truth? No, well, not always.
Not always. Yeah. That is fair enough. We'll take a short break and we'll be right back.
Nigeria Info. Don't touch that dial. Daily Digest returns in a moment.
Some people jealous me. My friend Abe Akpatira Otilule is now jealous of me because you said that I am fine. You know what he said? He said, they are just massaging your ego, Neo. Beware of the eyes of March. Which March? March is gone. We are now in April. Abe, don't be jealous. Eh? Don't be jealous. Hey, I didn't know that I was. So I'm still marketable. Eh? I'm still in the market. Okay. My good friend Megzi. Megzi is Mobolaji Oladujoye. He's my very good friend. He was a great dancer when we were in school. Megzi used to dance. Today he's a semi-pastor or something like that in MFM. But he's a very good, he was an athlete. He says that, do men tell the truth? No, Mr. Bashiru. He's referring to me. That means that he himself, this man called Megzi, he himself does not tell the truth. Yes. That's what it means. Anyway, well, Abe, this jealousy. Abe, I'm going to hand you over to the Agbado people so that they will tell you that he hates him. You know, that's their famous. All those Agbado people, they say he hates him. This hate is too much. He's too this, he's too that. They don't know that I have a job to do. If only they knew. Okay, so have we finished? So she said that I didn't know my hobby had so many girlfriends. If you married, is it your business whether your husband has girlfriends or not?
No, it's not my business. As long as you don't put it in my face.
So what do you mean by put it in your face? As long as it doesn't bring them home.
Of course, you're not bringing them home.
And as long as it doesn't do it on the same street.
Like you have a girlfriend outside. Just
how does one ask? Okay, do I act like I have a girlfriend?
Hey,
no, I'm asking. I don't understand how does one act like you have a girlfriend? Please pick that call.
When you start cheating, of course, you start seeing the signs.
Which sign? Let me know. Coach me. Teach me. What are the signs? Quick. Time is going. What are the signs? Hello, yes, good morning.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Quickly.
Yeah, this is Moses coming from Lekki. First, I'll say about that lady that was talking about leaving the guy or not leaving the guy that she's in love. The fact is that she's not in love. She's in lust. I don't know why people call infatuation love. It's so annoying.
Exactly.
Infatuation has not, love is not feeling. If you are feeling how the guy was doing on bed, that is not love.
Oh, okay. That's what you are talking now, yourself. Yes, your girl from Lekki, are you in love? Your wife is listening now. Are you in love?
Uncle Jimmy, I'm not yet married, but I know what love means. In this world.
I did not say, do you know what love means? I said, are you in love? You.
I've been in love, yeah.
Who mentioned the name of the person you are in love with? I will tell you that. You better run away now.
Many people are liars, but love, people say the truth.
I like this man.
Love it's don't a big hook her. Decision.
Okay. Onyi Damola, he loves you. He loves you. All right. Thank you very much. So what should he do? What should she do now that she knows that he had many girlfriends?
She should focus on her marriage.
If you catch your husband with a girlfriend, self, what will you do?
I wait for him at home and beat him.
Ari,
look at my hands. I just wait for him at home.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll make him know that I saw him. Yes, but I'll just go away.
Will you argue with him? That's how you call
argue
it.
Argue with him outside.
That's the Delta name for argue. Argue. Will you argue with him?
Outside or in the house?
In the house. Will you
I'll
argue
wait for
with
him to come home, of course. I'll make him understand that I saw him.
Yes.
Yes, and.
Do you expect him to confess or you expect him to tell another lie?
I'll describe the lady. Will you, why would he lie?
Do you know that? Do you know that? There have been incidents in this country where a man saw his wife, a wife saw the man at an hotel with another, you know.
Mm.
And the man denied. He said, I'm not the one you saw. She saw him koro like this. The man just, until the woman almost went crazy. That I saw, he like, said, I said. Like. Do you know any man that is married that does not have a girlfriend?
I don't know.
You don't know any man? Do you know any married man that does not have a girlfriend?
That does not have a girlfriend.
Eh.
I don't know what they do outside. I don't go out.
You
with
don't
them.
Know. You don't go out with them. Oh, you don't go out. You don't date married men.
No, it's out of it.
So once a man is married, it's no matter how fine is out of it. That is really good. But say you know you're a fine woman too, Sha.
No.
Yeah, look at her blessing. This one cannot look you straight in the eye. He's always looking to the. I think this guy likes you. I suspect. Okay. Let us go to Inkiru. Inkiru says that my husband and I ended our marriage 8 years ago and I haven't had another relationship. My two children are now in secondary school and I feel it's time for me to move on. Recently, I met a man I really like, but I'm not sure he's interested in me. He flirts with me all the time, you know, but I can't tell if that's just the way he is or if he genuinely finds me attractive. It's been a while since I've dated anyone, no, and I'm not sure what to do now. Do I ask him out or sit back and wait for him to make the first move? If you think that a man likes you and you like the man, is there anything wrong in walking to one? Excuse me, Uncle Jimmy, I like you. You're a fine man.
Actually, people do it, but I've not done it. I don't even know how to do it.
You don't know how to do it?
How can I approach a man? I don't know how people do it. Honestly.
You can write him a letter. You can send him an SMS. You can send him a WhatsApp message. You can send him an emoji. I mean, what do you call that one?
Emoji and sticker.
You can send him an emoji. You can tweet. Okay, but you can send somebody to him.
If, for example,
you like, let's say you like one of my friends,
yes,
you can call me and let's say you like myself, then you can easily talk to one of my friends. Uncle Sheriff, I like Uncle Jimmy. Yeah. Can you help me tell him?
I can't too. I think I'm still old school.
You're still old school.
Yes,
I would have called Sheriff now, but this Ramadan period, I don't want to worry him with these jabber jantes.
I think I'm old school, so.
So what should can somebody tell us? Pick one of the calls. Let's see. So I think that if you like a guy, you should walk up to him and tell him I like you. If he can't handle it and he thinks he's a superstar, that's his business. You don't think so?
I don't know.
Pick that call. Hello. Good morning.
Yeah, Dr. Uncle Jimmy, this is good morning, sir.
Morning, sir. Would you this man? This
thank
Ghana
you
man.
Very much.
This Ghana man don't come again.
Father-in-law.
Yes.
Hello, Uncle Jimmy.
I didn't hear you now, Mr. Ghana.
For the father-in-law, you know, I'll just tell you about this MU.
Yes.
Once you are not disciplined as a man,
yes.
Anything that has to do with MU, you will find yourself in trouble.
Yes.
You know what I mean by MU, MW, I mean.
Yes.
Man and woman, right?
Yes.
So that father-in-law.
Yes.
Where is the husband of the lady in the first place?
That
man will be messing around with the daughter-in-law.
Hey, yeah.
It's no go area. Agbedo, like my sister said in the Delta.
Okay, if a woman likes a man, can she just go and talk? Can she just call him, send him a text, SMS, or a WhatsApp message?
I always tell you, Nigerian ladies, they are love, not theory, but Ghana na practical. Ghana woman go tell you who are.
Like, now so they tell you.
Now so they tell me.
I'm going to go Ghana now. Where to be all this now? Now, what do they do?
One rich man approach her and she tell the man, say, look, I'm in love with Chris.
Oh.
Yes. In the Bala Estate, right there.
Oh.
The man always see me, we greet. No, no, you have iPhone.
Hey, Bobo, wait, leave that one. You're supposed to carry me go Ghana. Which kind of nonsense with this now? That's also my mouth.
Go Ghana when the time comes.
So I don't do laissez-passer for my motto because I cannot go by air.
Don't worry. We go make that trip by God's grace, I'm telling you.
Okay, okay. All right.
Jimmy,
thank
you.
I have another jealous listener here, Dr. Eline Emore. You know, Dr. Do you know Dr.? You don't know Dr. Eline Emore. Dr. Eline Emore says, them, they watch you. Hot Uncle Jimmy, indeed. So she believes that I'm not hot. Isn't that jealousy?
Uncle Jimmy is hot too.
Tell them again. Tell
Uncle
her again.
Uncle Jimmy is very hot. Very hot. Hot. Uh-huh.
Collect if I tell my hand like you. Okay. My husband and I have had our fourth wedding anniversary. We tried to, when we, the ink of this, I can't read it. The ink has washed off on it. So caught in the mother-daughter web by bio. Believe it or not, I'm a virgin at 25. Wow. That's a man.
Mm.
Can a man be a virgin at 25?
Mm, possible.
At 25?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Isn't that very strange?
Is a child of...
I don't want. Don't ask me any question about what I was doing when I was 25. Sorry for the short break. My problem now is that my boss and her daughter are trying to get me into. Like, what is all this now? This man that hasn't done anything at 25, then his boss and the boss's daughter. After I finished at law school, my mom arranged for me to work in her friend's chambers to gain experience. Sadly, my mom recently lost a battle to cancer. She died. She left me devastated, and my boss said if I ever need anyone to talk to, she would always be there for me like a good mommy.
Okay.
A good mommy. Then she started inviting me over to her place for meals, giving him okporoko snail, umfe, and all these, what's your favorite thing? Banga soup and all these things.
Owo soup, owo
and starch. Owo and starch and everything. He was licking the had to feed me brown bottle tea. To wash it down. I was leaving her house one night after a meal, and she asked me to wait. She shut the door, and then they started doing all this nonsense. Then her daughter arrived. Then the next day at work, she started sending me saucy emails saying that I think you have a hot body. Now she's confessed she has feelings for me, and she wants things to go on. I've never done it before, so I don't think I'd much... I've also spent time with her daughter. She's single. I'm trying to read it. So all the jaguarjantis, I leave it behind. I've introduced her to my friends because she wants to meet a man and so on. Anyway, she is caught between the mother and the daughter. What kind of nonsense is this? And this is a boy. He's 25. He's highly inexperienced. He hasn't had a girlfriend before. He hasn't. This is a funny question. No, you might decide not to answer it. Don't children boys like this be avoided? If at 25 you don't have any experience, you don't know anything, nothing. You don't have anything in your head, you know.
If you're experienced, you can teach the boy. If you are experienced.
I get that.
Mm-hmm.
I would have thought that a woman would be running away from, but you have now volunteered to teach in case. So you, I see. So you can teach the boy.
I can.
Colette, I'm glad I brought you upstairs. I've seen a side of you I never knew. You'll be walking around like an innocentee. I didn't know that you're a kura. You can teach the boy.
What's kura?
A kura is a... You know, kura, if somebody way heavy, you know, you omonkwe. But omonkwe now, you know. Sure you get.
From kura to mokwe, I don't know mokwe.
You don't want...
But let's see.
Okay, I think we have a caller. The caller has disappeared. What do we... hello.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Good morning. Who's speaking?
This is Adeshawa from Nikorodu.
Ah, morning, madam. How are you?
Yeah, first of all, check your DM and send a message. Then
a message,
yes, I sent him
about what
calling for Debu Mimen Street now.
Oh, okay, okay. I'll take that message. When you said, when okay. this one said I was hot, you sent me a message.
Oh, good.
I don't want your boyfriend in the Kuroju to come and break my head.
I don't have any boyfriend here, Jerry. Hey, for the first story, one could make you see on Luriba and say, hey,
guys,
I want to play hot device. Look at me now. The first story is okay. Yeah, the first story is a no-go area for the woman. Then the one that has too many girlfriends, I mean, what did they say? Yeah. Don't rob your girlfriend or your wife.
Oh, okay. Your wife's face. Well, what about the one that concerns me? I feel so sorry for is this one that has not done any at 25. He doesn't know.
Well, some guys are like that now. But what I suggest is that somebody can teach them. Yes, you can teach them.
Can you?
But at 25, they are not too young not to have anything.
Now.
And they are not too old not to have anything also.
No, Colette was even nice enough to volunteer herself that I can teach
him. Yeah, if I like the boy, why not?
See, those two people that he's talking about, he should go for neither of them. He should not go for any one of them at all. Because she's caught between a mother and a daughter. And it will bring uproar. That's it.
My friend Emma Lass is a coach. I need to ask him if he coaches ladies who are under 25. Because what is good for the goose is also good for the gander. I want Emma Lass to send me a WhatsApp message to let me know. He's still on Do Men Tell the Truth again. He's asking me a second time. So Emma Lass, I want you to tell me, as a coach, do you coach ladies who are younger? So I didn't know that there are some ladies who will volunteer to coach a guy who doesn't know anything. Mm. 9:46. Let's pick another call. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. Morning. Oh my God. Hello.
Hello, Uncle Jimmy. Good morning, sir.
Morning.
You have Madam Shakara calling from Egbeda.
Oh, yeah, go on.
Concerning your question, whether if a lady sees a young man is interested, whether she can walk up to him.
Personally, I
think the world has evolved.
Yes.
And I don't see anything wrong if you like a guy.
Yes.
Talk to him,
yes.
Tell him your feelings. If he turns you down, the heaven will not fall.
Yes.
Move on. That's my personal opinion.
And if he thinks he wants to take advantage of him, leave him alone. He's a small rat. He doesn't know.
Go monk by
he ain't know nothing.
All right, have a lovely day, sir.
Thank you very much. Colette, from now on, your name...
You can do it fine, but I just can't. I don't know how to even start.
Okay, let's pick another one. Colette the coach. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, who's calling?
My name is Gotsu. I'm a first-time caller. I've been following your program for a very long time.
Are you watching on YouTube and Facebook Live?
Yes, please.
I know. I saw when men call in like that and they have been watching on YouTube and I have somebody like Colette, I usually know. Oh, yeah, because you have described yourself. I'm a first-time caller. This is Irani. Go to where you are going now.
Okay. Concerning the lady, the grandpa.
Yes.
My solution is she should leave that house. That is number one.
Good.
And number two, it is a shame that the grandpa is
encouraging her
to oblige to the wife of his son. It is a shame because if you as the elderly person cannot caution the younger person, I don't know what the next generation after the younger person will do.
Mm. Yeah. You have a
that
point.
That is number one.
Yes,
then,
number two.
Then the next one concerning the guy that is 25 and he knows nothing. Actually, we are in a very dirty community where we think people at 25 cannot still be virgin.
Uh-huh.
I graduated university in 2019 and I was a virgin in 2019. And I'm telling you, my age was 27. And I went to a public school, Kuramo Senior College in VI.
Which university did you go?
Federal University of Technology, Akure.
That's why now, if you have gone to Akoka.
No, I'm just joking.
Don't crucify me.
But your upbringing matters.
Yes.
We are in a dirty society where everybody thinks once you are 20, you should know stuff. Mm-hmm. No, nah. Everybody cannot be the same. Everybody cannot be dirty.
You look disappointed when he said he was 27 and
he knew nothing. Because
no, see, I'm talking to Colette here now.
Okay, time is up.
We have to go. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Time is up. At 27, he no know nothing.
He's a good guy. Yes, I'm proud of you.
How many women do you know at 27 who don't know anything? Women, not 27. Men.
27?
Yes.
I don't think I know any.
Neither do I.
I think I know.
Okay, it's 9:50. We got to go because What's Up Lagos comes up next. Colette, you see, it was a nice experience. You enjoyed yourself.
I enjoyed myself.
Will you come again?
Yes, please.
Is that the promise?
Yes, I will.
I want to lay my hands on you and anoint you that by the time you come next to Debumi, you will come in two. There will be two colors in one. Yes. I lay my hands and say prayer. There will be two colors in one. Benny, Emi Mosobe.
I don't understand the prayer.
It's a prayer with a riddle. Is it every prayer they say in church that you understand?
I need to understand.
Do not just shout amen.
I say amen or not.
All right, tomorrow we are going to have this gentleman that I say refurbishes cars. It's unbelievable. We are going to have him here. We are swapping him on Friday because on Friday we are going to have Auntie Adoni. I think that's her name. The lady who's making waves in the social media who has a beef with some Nigerian pastors. Now, please remember that the program is about her, not about pastors. Okay, so if you're longing to, she's just go to. I just want to find out what, because she's determined. I'm a dog in her fight, so let me quickly declare that. 80-90% of the things she says are aligned with my thoughts because we want to cleanse our society. Mm-hmm. We can't just cleanse the political side without cleansing the spiritual side. So I'm a dog in her fight, but it's all about her. I just want to know. She had an experience which I want to relate to you. I want her to relate to you and what her goal is, what her target is. So you don't want to miss that on Friday. I'd like to thank you very much for listening. Oga, welcome back. It's good to have you. Give me five. But you can't look at what is in Colette's face that you can't look at her straight in the eye. You've been reading this signboard since morning. Eh? Nigeria info. It's like you're doing incantation. Colette, does it frighten? Maybe he's attracted to you. Are you attracted to him? Let me see if I can match
it.
David is just your guy. He's just your friend. I'll see you all tomorrow. What's Up Lagos comes next.
All right.